USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed an act into law which authorizes the extension of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
To every 9/11 hero, you poured out your heart, your sweat, your soul, and everything you had for your country. You ran toward the wreckage into a ball of flames like, frankly, nobody in this country had ever seen.
The president was joined by more than 200 individuals affected by the 9/11 terrorist attacks, including more than 60 first responders. The extension of the fund will ensure compensation for individuals injured during the 2001 terrorist attacks and their aftermath, rescuing people and removing debris under hazardous conditions. The fund was slated to expire in 2020, but the newly signed legislation ensures the compensation for victims through 2090. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Security screeners found something troubling at Baltimore Washington International Airport this morning, a military missile launcher. Transportation Security Administration said the officers found it in a traveler's checked baggage during a routine screening. They notified the airport police, who were able to track down the bag's owner and detain him for questioning. TSA said the man was from Jacksonville, Texas, told the police he was traveling home from U.S. military duty in Kuwait, where he picked up the missile launcher and wanted to keep it as a souvenir. Fortunately, the item was not a live device, according to the TSA. It was confiscated and turned over to the Maryland Fire Marshal for disposal. Major U.S. stock indexes closed mostly lower today as investors turned cautious ahead of a key Federal Reserve interest policy announcement this week. The S&P 500 slipped 4.89 points to 3020. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 28.9 points to 27,221. And the NASDAQ fell 36.8 points to 8,293. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
David Ortiz, formerly of the Red Sox, has spoken to his fans for the first time since a close call in the Dominican Republic. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
It wasn't like the former Red Sox slugger held a news conference or invited reporters into his home, but he says on Instagram in his first public comments more than 7 weeks after he was shot, quote, being at home and looking at my family, celebrating that I'm here safe is priceless. He'd been released from a Boston hospital last Friday. In his Instagram message, he also thanked fans for their prayers. Ortiz shot in the back at a Santo Domingo nightclub on the 9th of June by a hitman who police say was actually supposed to target a different man. Ortiz was brought back to Boston the next day by the team, where he needed three operations before his release. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Quentin Tarantino's latest flick, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, exceeded expectations this weekend, becoming the director's highest-grossing opening weekend ever. The film, set in 1969 Hollywood, stars Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Cliff here is meant to help carry the load.
Is that how you describe your job, Cliff?
Boy, carrying his load? Yeah, it's about right.
It made over $40 million through the weekend, finishing second behind Disney's The Lion King, which brought in another $75.5 million. Sony had projected Once Upon a Time in Hollywood to bring in only about $30 million. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.